You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, along with producer Mark Price, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Anxious to talk to my next guest, an area I haven't discussed with someone before. Kelly Bishop is on the line, who's Executive Director of Career Services Network at Michigan State University. Good evening, Kelly.
Good evening, Cheryl.
How are you?
Just fine.
Very good. I'm so glad we were able to connect and have a few minutes tonight. Why don't we start with explaining what the Career Services Network does at MSU and what you are?
The Career Services Network is a comprehensive set of services to help students figure out what sorts of careers they may want to pursue after graduation. And we do everything from individual advising to help them make those decisions to helping them connect with the actual opportunities through on-campus interviews, through job fairs. We have a lot of listings through our services. We help with internships as well. So it's a full array of services, and students can pick and choose which of those fit their needs at the time.
Very good. There have been some encouraging, just this morning, some encouraging employment numbers with some hiring going on that's very encouraging. What areas of business do you see hiring right now?
Well, we've actually seen a bit of a return from our manufacturing base, which was the bread and butter for recruiting for us here at Michigan State for many years. And we have an overwhelming demand for students in the IT areas. So those two are looking good. I think that we're seeing sort of cautious optimism at this point from employers. We had a good turnout at our career fairs in the fall, and it looks like we're going to have a full crowd at our next career fair coming up in a few weeks. And we're hearing employers tell us that we really have to start hiring again because things are starting to pick up, and we've had people overworked or positions, underfilled, and it's time that we got going again.
Now, I assume obviously a lot of hiring in the state, but out of state as well.
Yeah, it comes across all areas, but a surprising amount resurging here in the Michigan area, and I think probably the IT area is the strongest on that front.
Well, boy, that is encouraging, because I assume that's an area of huge interest for a lot of students.
Well, it definitely is, and you can find students from a variety of majors that have some experience with IT, anywhere from those that are in the computer science disciplines to some that are more the communication arts and sciences areas. And some of this, there are things that you can pick up on your own time. There are a lot of students who are very savvy using different computer programs and know something about helping people access software or keeping networks running, those kinds of things. So it's a good sign. I think we're always a little on the cautious side, but so far things are moving forward.
When do you recommend in a college career, for instance, that a student come and talk to someone at Career Services Network?
Well, my official response is, of course, immediately. But I think in reality, there has to be a certain readiness on the part of the student because there is a lot of work involved in searching for a career and even doing the self-discovery of the skills and interests you have and building up some of those skills through things like part-time jobs and volunteer experiences. We certainly like to see students long before senior year. I will say that those that start that late find it quite a struggle, and there are a lot of opportunities that pass them by. For example, great internships with employers that you're going to have to get before senior year in order to have those set you up for the next large job that comes up after that. So we do a fair amount of work within classes where we integrate what we're doing into classes that freshmen take so that they get some exposure to what we can offer them, get them to do things like get their resume started. Nowadays, that also means getting your online profile together in places like Facebook and places like LinkedIn. We're doing a lot on Twitter these days. And it's, the social media aspect is becoming just as important as the standard things like the resume and the cover letter.
Boy, you're awfully good. You must be in media related somehow, because that's a great segue into one of the big questions that I had for you. I am friends with both of my daughters on Facebook. Some days that's a good idea. Some days it's not so much.
Sure.
But my question for you is, employers can look at this stuff too. And what kind of guidance and counsel do you give students who are in the job market about what they post on Facebook, MySpace, Twitter? Because once it's out there, it's out there.
once it's out there, it is out there, and it is a public space. And so we do warn students of that a lot. I think the message has gotten through because that's been a big topic. I've seen in the student newspaper, for example, what should and shouldn't be in this domain. I think in reality, many employers are not all that keen in going into things like MySpace and Facebook to probe around. They'd rather go in the spaces like a LinkedIn, which is more of a professional social media space where they know what you're presenting to them is what you want them to know about you professionally. But I would still say that it just makes sense that if you're going to put something out there, understand that almost anybody can take a look at it and should use some discretion.
So their parents were right when we were telling them, be careful what you put there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Very good. You talked about some events coming up, and I just want us to be able to promo some of those. Career fairs are very important, and you mentioned that you have one coming up in the next month or so?
Our next big one is on January 20th. That's called the Diversity Career Fair, and we'll have about 100 employers at that one. But we have a series that come out through the spring semester that focus on different areas such as nonprofit and social service. We've got one really neat one called Speed Networking that's more for the communication field. And it again, uses that, in this case, live social networking sort of platform, rather than the traditional career fair where you have a company with a booth and someone there looking to take resumes. So there are a lot of different formats that we use to connect students with these opportunities.
And some workshops. I'm looking at your website. There's some workshops available at different times as well.
We run a regular weekly series throughout each semester on things like resume writing and interviewing, and we have some special workshops that come up around the career fairs that get students prepped on how to behave at the career fair, how to make yourself marketable, how to do your 30-second elevator speech, that sort of thing.
Very good. Why don't we give people the website? I've got it up in front of me right now, and boy, there's a lot of information on there, Kelly.
Well, thanks for that opportunity. It's careernetwork.msu.edu. And that will lead you to many of the other things that we're connected with online. You'll notice on our main page that we have links to our Facebook pages. We have about 10 Twitter accounts that students can log into. We do a lot of things on YouTube these days because that's an easier way to get information across. And we also just launched a couple of phone applications. The name of that is My Spartan. And if you have an iPhone or you have a Droid, you can download those for free. We use those to stream to students any new jobs that we get in our main system, which is called My Spartan Career. That's the one that contains all of our job listings and so forth. But we also have our Twitter accounts running through that. So we're using pretty much every method we can think of to reach people.
Well, it's impressive, and I guess I would have to say that if you're an MSU student who is not taking advantage of Career Services Network, you're certainly missing out because there's a wealth of information on the website, and obviously in talking to you, a lot of resources out there.
Well, we do know that students get very busy in their college careers, not just with classes, but with part-time jobs, and if you're volunteering someplace and you're doing a student organization activity. So we want to make sure that you don't put this off. We have actually seen even student leaders that they wait till the end of their college career say, I just haven't had time to get onto this. So we know that we have to find a way to squeeze that in their busy schedules and make sure that they don't wait too late to attend to it.
Very good. Well, Kelly, I appreciate your time. We'll check back in with you from time to time and see how things are going and what events you have coming up.
Great. Thanks, Cheryl.
Thank you so much. Have a good evening.
Good night.
We've been speaking with Kelly Bishop, Executive Director of Career Services Network at MSU. We'll be back after these messages, and we're going to help get your life organized. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends.